the Lord. Amen. Well, you have your Bibles. Amen. Amen. Praise God. All right. The book of Ephesians, chapter 1. Amen. While you're standing, open your Bibles to Ephesians 1. While you're standing, take your Bibles to Ephesians 1. Man, I enjoyed the singing so much. You have to forgive me a little bit. I got in the spirit up here and started singing with everybody. Man, I had a choir behind me. I had the music director on this side, somebody that's a member of the choir that's the academic president. Then we got the Brother Mitchell, the whole family can sing. I just thought I could sing too, and I started going after it, man. I'm talking about opening up and letting her fly, you know what I'm saying? That's the letter I was in. I was opening up and letting her fly, amen. That felt good. I need to sing on a hill far away, you know what I'm saying? Or so low you can't hear me, you know. That's my solo. Ephesians chapter 1, thank you for the spirit in here. It's absolutely phenomenal. What an encouragement. What a blessing. I love the group that just sang. I really tried to get them to come to the chapel in South Holland to sing. And I just said, make up the date whenever they can come. And I haven't found that opening yet, but I really enjoyed that music and really good singing. Ephesians chapter 1, let's look down in verse 11 and go through 19. If we could read it in unison, just out loud together, let's lift the roof a little bit and read the word of God. Amen. Amen. Verse 11, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. Keep reading. Wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, and what is the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power. Let's read verse 19 again if we can. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power. I want to preach just for a moment on powered from on high. Powered from on high. And let's pray together. Our Heavenly Father, we love you and we thank you for your grace and mercy. Thank you for your love and goodness. We need you, Lord. Thank you for the attention to your word. Lord, we do lift you up today. We want you to get the glory. And I pray, Lord, that you be glorified in our lives. Lord, that we be used of you in a great way. Lord, there's many that are here that are in preparation for that calling, that vocation, that heavenly calling that you've given to them. And Lord, I pray that you would make it known. Thank you, Lord, that you've gifted teachers and they're seated in positions of influence to be able to teach and to break down the word of God. But Lord, we need to hear from you. And I pray, God, that you administer to us today. We love you and we need you. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Would somebody say amen?
Amen.
Amen. You may be seated. There's a Greek word, I'll try to pronounce it, named energema or energema. There's about three words that's broke off of this English pronunciation, and I'll try to break them down just a little bit, but I want it to be simple. I want this to be something that you remember and that you take with you as you serve the Lord in the ministry wherever God has you. But I believe God has you right here, right now, for such a time as this. And I pray that the Lord would give you that power from on high and give you energema, to give you, there's another, all of them are based off of a word that looks like energy. So if you can spell energy, this is not too high for you, all right? You can get this. And so instead of the Y at the end, it's Emma, energema. Instead of the Y at the end, it would be another word, E-I-A, energia, energia. Maybe somebody can help me out just a little bit. Energia, there we go, thank you. Energia, I got it from over here in the, was this the orchestra section or special ed section right over there? Yes, okay, thank you. Energia, and learning music a little bit, brother. Aaron, learning music a little bit, and I think to slow down, is it something like retardo or something like that? All right. I'll let him teach the music. I'm going to move on. Back to Greek, Brother Pins. All right. He says, don't tell anybody that I'm your Greek teacher. All right. Here's another one. Instead of energy, energeo. Energeo. So it looks like energio. So praying that the Lord will give you energema. All right. Energema. God, give me work in my life. May your power from on high work in my life. Energeo. And so these are just some simple words. I'm going to show you if you'll look down in verse number 19. The Bible says, what is the exceeding greatness of his power? Does anybody know the Greek word for the power right there? Dunamis, exactly. It looks like dynamis if you look at the transliteration, but it's dunamis. And so the power, right? I mean, that's dynamite power, right? I mean, that's awesome. And we've preached on that many times. You've heard about it. It's nothing new here. But real closely related, when you see the word dunamis in the Bible, talking about God's supernatural working power, you'll have English words that are attached to it, like working or effectual or operation. And often, if you'll study the words, the English words, operation or working or effectual, you'll find these Greek words at play, energema, energeo. How do I pronounce that other one? From the special section over here? He can't say it either. Somebody just say watermelon and say amen, all right? Energema, and then energia. All of that, just to simplify it, just means God's supernatural power. When you see his super, even in the definition, literally, it says superhuman power. His working or his operative working. I think of God's operation or his supernatural working, his operative work. There's four times in the Bible that you see the word operation, and but each time it's talking about like the operation of his hand. And Psalm 72 is one of the examples, but his operation or his operative, he's working. Can anybody say today that God is at work in your life? Say amen. Amen. But I see God at work not only in my life, but I see God at work in your life. I see God at work at this college. I think it's absolutely amazing the team of people that God has put together in this place, in this institution, in our church, at First Baptist Church of Hammond. I think it's so phenomenal how God has placed a pastor and then assistant pastors and elders. I mean, the ladies of the church. I mean, we have some of the most incredible people in our ministry, in our church, but it's really a part of God's working. It's a part of God's doing. God has supernaturally put together his handiwork in our life. He's working in his church, amen? He's working in his kingdom, and I'm thankful for that. When I look down at this verse here, I see that God is at work in transformation. Verse 19, it says, if you back up just a little bit, go back to like verse 17, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, and what is the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power. I mean, look at the descriptions as the Holy Spirit of God inspired these words and pinning it down and putting it in a place to where we can understand it, but the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, amen? Pisteo is a Greek word for believe there, but it's just a conviction of faith. It's just a belief. It's saving faith. It's something that's much stronger than, I believe. You know, believe is a very strong word in the Bible. It's a very much something that's leaned on to trust. I trust God. I believe in God. I'm depending on him for salvation and nobody else, right? No other work, none of my rights. I'm leaning on God, trusting and depending on his grace for salvation. Can somebody say amen? To usward who believe according to the working, and there's that inner Gaia there, G-E-I-A, it's like energy, but E-I-A. Inner Gaia, a working of his mighty power, again, dunamis. And so very, very much so, God's at work. But think about this. It's not just for me to transform others, but God is literally, his working power is transforming my life. As a believer in Christ, I'm looking to God to do the work, amen? I'm looking to God to do the supernatural operative work of transforming my life. The Bible says, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And so right in the place of God transforming, God is renewing my mind. He's given, even in Ephesians, I think it's chapter 4, if you just flip over just a page or two, we'll see something to this effect here. Look, at it's sandwiched in between the old man and the new man. You see verse 22, that you put off concerning the former conversation of the old man. Some of us need to do that, amen? That's the old, all right, according to the deceitful lust. Look at verse 23, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, that you may put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. And really, a lot of our frustration and discipleship is this area right here between the old man and the new man. And it's right in the battlefield area of the mind, which the Spirit of God does work in transforming in our lives. How do you simplify that? Get everybody in the Word of God, amen? It's when I got into the Word of God that God began to transform and transition my life, making me a new creature in Christ, amen? I got born again. He made me new, but as a new creature in Christ, everything's new, right? The Scripture says that, but it does not mean that that I'm growing in Christ unless I'm in His Word, and I definitely need to get there. Hold your place there. I'm wanting to take you to Thessalonians real quick as we're just a little Bible study, and then I'll just preach to you just for a little bit at the end. 1 Thessalonians, if we can, chapter number 2, if you'll look at that. And we're talking about His power from on high to transform, amen? His transforming power. There's just going to be 3 simple points under this, and this is the first one. His transforming power. 1 Thessalonians 2:13. For this cause also, are you there? Say amen. Amen. Thank we God without ceasing. Somebody say amen. Because when you received the word of God, which ye heard of us, ye received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth, the word of God, which is effectually working also in you that believe. Praise the Lord goes right there. Effectually worketh is the Greek word energeo, or energeo. It looks like energio, but it's just God's supernatural working. But notice, he's working into the believer that has put their faith in Jesus Christ. You see, without faith in Christ, there is no forgiveness of sin. Amen? Maybe some people that grew up in church and think they were always a Christian sort of get brought into life, and they just think they just always been a part of God's works and continue on in God's works. But there needs to be a time in our life where we acknowledge we're lost, amen? Some go from safe to saved. I get that. They were safe. It's not an age of accountability. It's a knowledge of accountability. But they realized they were a sinner at that point. Then they were lost and they needed Christ. And some of you, second, third, maybe generation Christians, maybe more than that. It was quick transition for you. You were lost in a moment, right? You realized you were lost and then you got saved. Others of us, it took a while of God's working to bring us to saving knowledge of Christ. Either way, we have to get lost to get saved. Amen. I have to get lost to get found. Boy, it's a little quiet right here. Amen. Anyhow, let's keep going forward here. But salvation comes in Christ. But the Holy Spirit dwells in us. We receive him at salvation. This is nothing funky or weird or phony type teaching. The Holy Spirit sealed us unto the day of redemption. Amen. We received him by belief in Christ, by trusting in Christ. And when I got saved, I got the Spirit. I got all of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I'm not sure he got all of me, but I believe God is working in me. But this is that supernatural work that we see the power from on high to those of us that have heard the word of God. We received it, and the truth, which is the word of God, begin to work in our lives. But that is what's going to be the transforming power. That's when people are really going to begin to get it. And they got it when they got saved, when they trusted Christ. But the discipleship and the teaching will help that assurance. And some of you say, I got the assurance of my salvation. It just means you believe you got saved, but you wasn't really sure and understanding it all. But you just got into the promise of God, got in the promise of his word, and understand, hey, God will keep his word. Amen. God will keep his promise. God is not going to lie to me. He cannot lie. And I'm accepting this promise. If I go to hell, I'll go to hell banking on the promise of God. But I will not go to hell because I have trusted Christ as my Savior and he promised to save me. But with salvation comes the ability to get in the Word of God, which is the transforming unit that we get. This is the tool. This is the sword. I mean, we have all this defensive tools that God gives us, the shield of faith and the sword, the breastplate of righteousness and the feet shod with the preparation of gospel peace. The loins girt about with truth, by the way, is the first one, the beltway. God says, gird up your loins with truth. And there's a moral teaching there. But God gives you all these defensive things, the helmet of salvation, but the offensive weapon is that sword, and I believe God wants us to use it. Can somebody say amen? Amen. Go back to the book of Ephesians chapter 1 as we're establishing this thought, just for a little bit of God's supernatural help, his power from on high. It's the work of transforming power. God is transforming the lives of his believers. You do not get transformed to get saved, amen? I get transformed because I have been saved. I do not get made alive because I've been good. I've been quickened because I've been born again. But when I get born again, he made me alive unto good works now that I can do for the glory of God, amen? He is transforming my life. He is transforming my mind. He is transforming the way I think. He is transforming now the way I act, because the way you think is the way you ultimately will act, because that is right in the heart of what you believe. What you believe is the biblical heart. And if you have a biblical heart, you will act out on what you believe. Amen. If you believe in Christ and you believe in God's saving power and you believe all the teachings that God gives in his word, you will act upon it.
Right.
By the way, you also act on the opposite end as well, by the same power that resurrected in us, by the same power that quickened us and made us alive. The Bible says there's also a spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, Ephesians 2:2. And so the same word, believe it or not, that goes with God's superhuman power help worketh there, is also found in two different places in the New Testament related to the operation of Satan. And it's not that the operation of Satan certainly does not have the Holy Spirit, but it is supernatural energy empowered to do the work of evil, I do believe. And it's getting quiet in here. Hey, just look out into the world that we live in today and you think, wow, how could there be so many people all on the same page to do so much evil? I look at the platforms of today, and there's certain even government platforms that endorse the murder of a child, or what they call the abortion of a fetus. But you know what? That's a real live baby. Can somebody say amen? Amen. And how could it be that a whole party would join together in unison and say, we pass an act based on this, that we agree that every woman has the right to abort, and they call it, you know, health or whatever, but it's all just this big form of a lie. But by the way, there is a spirit of disobedience. There is the father of lies, and there are the children of disobedience, and there is the working of Satan, according to 2 Thessalonians chapter number 2. But I thank God, I may be at odds with the working of Satan, but I'm not on the team of the working of Satan. I am on the team of the working of God. I believe in the operation of God. And by the way, in the operation of God, God's already won the race. God's already won the victory. I've already read the end of the book. He's already won. And by the way, when he puts Satan into the lake of fire, which you'll burn forever and forever and ever, it will be by the word of God that he will command and he will win. Amen. We have an amazing, awesome God, and it's good to go ahead and expose the wickedness that's in our world and the wickedness that's in the darkness of the principalities and the powers and the rulers of the darkness of this world. Expose that darkness and allow the light of God's gospel to shine brighter and brighter as we see the day of Jesus Christ coming. I know it's going to wax worse and worse, but he's getting nearer and nearer. Amen. I'm looking for Jesus. He is the author and the finisher of my faith. I'm looking unto God, and he is going to do a transforming work in your life. Amen. I don't want to sit here and dwell on the negative of the darkness, because it's definitely there. It doesn't take long to mess with Ouija boards, or it doesn't matter if it's white magic, black magic. It's all bad. Amen. All of the wickedness of magic and witchcraft and warlords and all of the wickedness that's in Hollywood. I can't believe that Hollywood is entertainment for a believer in Christ. I just can't believe that we get entertainment from wicked Hollywood movies. I just can't believe that's a part of what we are, what we do, or what we believe. By the way, you are acting out on what you believe.
Right. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Come on, help me out. Amen. 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 Somebody said, I mean, praise the Lord. God is good all the time. Amen. I'm looking for the working of God in this life. I can't believe that that we would be so duped and deceived by the devil to try to promote any works of darkness or get on that side. Hey, even if we could succumb to the works of darkness, we should not try to promote it or be a part of it or begin to propagate it. But see, if you study the levels of deception, that's the way it goes. First Timothy chapter 4 says you first give heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, and then you begin to speak lies and hypocrisy, having your conscience seared with a hot iron. See, you first start listening to it, then you start speaking it, and then you don't even feel bad about it anymore. Your conscience is seared, and I don't want a seared conscience. I don't want a defiled conscience. That conscience is that which that alerts me to what's right and wrong. I want to have a pure conscience, amen? You get that from getting in the Word of God, the Word of truth, not that'll set you free, but that will make you free, amen? I've been made free by God Almighty, and I want to preach and teach what God gives me. Amen.
Amen.
Transforming power of God. Amen. We could just stay right here if y'all want to. Philippians chapter number 1. I actually go to Philippians chapter number 2. Amen. I'm getting some encouragement here. Y'all gonna preach a preacher today. Amen. Philippians chapter 2 and verse number 13. Philippians chapter 2 and verse 13. For it is God. Amen. Which worketh. All right, back again. We're back to dealing with these same Greek words that's connected, that looks like energy, but it might be energema or energeo, but it's all that God is working. Amen. It is God which worketh in you. Notice what he's working in us to do. To will and to do of his good pleasure.
I'm so thankful that the Spirit of God is not giving up on us, even though we've given up on Him, or we get discouraged or we quit. But God is at work, and He keeps on working in our life to bring us to His will and His purpose. Amen? God has a pleasure, and I think when we really get down to it, everything that's created is all for the glory of God and for the pleasure of God and for the will of God. And we ought to just get to the place and say, Lord, why don't you just use me for your purpose and for your pleasure and for your will? And Holy Spirit, just keep working in me. I mean, with that dynamite power, with that dunamis power, I do believe, I do pisteo, I do believe in you, God, with saving faith. I've got a conviction down in my soul. I trust in you, Almighty God, now with your working power, with your almighty spirit power, begin to effectually work in my life to accomplish your purpose and your will. It's all about His pleasure. It's all about His word. We're to just be ready to give God the glory, amen, in our life. Give God the pleasure. Give God the preeminence. That's putting Him first and allowing God to have the rightful seat in my life. He is my Lord and my Savior. He has dominion over this heart of mine that He's given me. It's God's, amen? Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for His operative working. That's working in my life. It's effectual. It's operative. It's at work. It's His operation. If you went back to Corinthians chapter 12, and I don't have time to really break this down. I'll probably write a whole book one day with several different series to accomplish this whole thought. But Corinthians chapter 12, a man of God told me, hey, why don't you just sit on that thought, though, for at least 10 years and see if you still believe it. It's been 20, I believe it. I just got to ride it, amen? I got to ride it. God help me to get off of my backside, the blessed assurance, and get God to help me to do what I'm supposed to do. But look at this real quickly as we look in the teachings around the body of Christ and the people of God receiving the gifts through the Spirit of God. Look at verse 4. Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of administrations, but the same Lord. There are diversities of operations, but it's the same God which worketh all in all. And just real quickly, I see there the Spirit in verse 4. I see the Lord. I believe it's speaking of the Lord Jesus in verse 5. And then I see God, which worketh all in all. I believe it's speaking of the Father there. And so I see the Father, Son, the Holy Ghost at work. Amen. Even when I look at Genesis chapter 1, I see the Father, Son, the Holy Ghost. The Spirit of God was moving upon the face of the waters. It was the Son speaking with the Father. Let us make man in our own image. I mean, really, I think it's fascinating just to have a study of God and begin to learn all about Him. There's so much teaching about the church and about different aspects of the church and different things that are related to God. But I think just the study of God is a good study. Amen. Get in the study of the Lord God Almighty and begin to allow Him to speak to us. But either how, let's go. But notice this. I don't have time to break all this down, but just look at verse 6. It's the same God which worketh all in all. That word worketh there. Energema or energema. And so it's the same, it's God that's working that energema. Some of you may be exhausted today. You're literally just totally wiped out. I mean, just, you're trying to hold, I got an amen out of that one, right? You're trying to hold down a job. I mean, you're trying to hold down ministry. You're in school. You're trying to keep up with the day-to-day, the duties. You got family you want to still show that you love and care about. And you've got, some of you trying to work on marriage, preparing for marriage, trying to find a girlfriend, trying to find a boyfriend. And I just want to say, hey, just relax a little bit.
Amen.
Allow God to begin to work in your life.
Amen.
You know, God's supernaturally, superhumanly, divinely, effectively, operatively is working in your life.
Amen.
To bring about His purpose,
right.
His pleasure,
Amen.
And His will in your life.
Right.
And so that same saving faith, that same pisteo that I'm putting my trust in God, I need to also be putting my faith in God to deliver all of the different areas of my life. To bring to fruition. You know, maybe God's keeping you single because He's still working in you.
Come on.
Maybe God's still working in you to bring about His pleasure in your life. And I know God's still working in my life in some areas. Thank God I just celebrated 23 years of marriage. I see my wife looking at me through the window. Amen. But listen, the way God brought that whole thing together, I mean, for years I was going out trying to find, but you know what? In those moments, God never brought the right person. Hey, you might find more than you're looking for.
Right.
Somebody help me out and say amen. And thank God you got a pretty good place right here to find a good God-fearing servant. But listen, allow God to bring to you the person that God's got for you.
Come on.
Man, this is a professional Brother Cowling sermon right here. Is Pete Cowling in here? Right here? He can take a deep Greek thought and turn it into dating. I mean, you know, he's an awesome teacher. I look up to you, Brother Cowling. Thank God for you and Sister Cowling and your whole family. I see the Frokies over there, gifted, loving people. Hey, let's allow God to work in our lives.
Amen. That's good.
Allow God to take charge of your life, transform it, bring it together, bring it to His glory. He'll empower you to work. Maybe you're exhausted and thinking, I just don't have the energy to accomplish this. How about God give you some energema? How about God effectually work in your life? I mean, is there energema or energeho? I mean, these are crazy Greek words, right? But because if a country redneck from Georgia can try to figure it out, hey, it's just really about God's supernatural dunamis power working in your life. God energize me. God empower me. God help me to do my schoolwork. God give me the energy to go to work and to pay my bills. God, I need your help.
That's good.
I find that candle in the temple of the Old Testament, in the tabernacle, that candlestick, it had on there the candlestick that was to burn always, the Bible says. And it was not to burn out. Too many people in the work of God is burning out and wanting to retire out. But listen, God wants you to keep burning. Amen. God wants you to burn always. I thank God. I see Sister Moffitt back there, I believe. God's still working through her life and energizing her supernaturally, and she's still burning. Amen. And I thank God all the way to the moment when Brother House said, I'm not going to rust out. I'm going to keep burning for God. One of his last sermons that was interpreted through, I think Spanish, it said, the bush still burns. The bush still burns. Hey, keep burning for God until God comes back. Amen. Keep burning. Let Him transform your life. Let Him transform your mind. Let Him work the work of metamorphosis and take you from the caterpillar to the butterfly. But let God keep working in your life. He'll empower me to work. He'll empower me to work. Colossians 1:29, I think I've may have went there just a little bit ago with you, but I'm just going to read it one more time. If Colossians 1:29, whereunto I also labor, striving according to the working, amen, which worketh in me mightily. Thank God that I can labor. Thank God I can enter into this labor with Christ and yoke with God and join together, and we can be laborers together with God. But do not miss it. I'm not just striving on my own, but I'm striving according to the working, amen, to the energema, amen, to the energeo. I'm tied to the Spirit's working in my life. I'm joining in with the power of God that's like dynamite, and He can accomplish what He wants to accomplish. Hey, when you go out sowing and just tie into God and say, dear God, as I'm speaking outwardly, may the Holy Ghost of God begin to move inwardly in the hearts and the lives of these people. And when I preach the gospel, it's going to be like letting God just loose on their life. Oh, we need to just let the Word of God do the work. Amen. He's working. It's true. It's real. It's active. It's operative. And we just need to let God have the work and let go. Amen. He'll empower us to work. Go back to Ephesians real quick. Chapter 3. Ephesians chapter 3. I think I got 3 minutes. Ephesians 3:7. Whereof I was made a minister. Thank God I've been made a minister. Amen. I didn't put myself up on the ladder. Like Pastor Wilkerson said, I'm like a turtle up on a fence post. I was put here. Amen. I was made a minister according to the gift of the grace of God, Well, that's a good study right there. Given unto me by the effectual working of his mighty power. That's one of those energia there. I believe the E-I-A ends with E-I-A, energia or something like that. But it's literally just God's supernatural power is working in the life. And back to verse 20, if you would, 3:20. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. And then I believe the result will be similar to where we were in Ephesians 4 just a little bit ago. Let him, verse 28, that stole still no more, but rather let him labor working with his hands. It's a different Greek word there, but it's just the fact of the matter is when God does the transforming work, the person that used to be a liar is not lying anymore. Somebody help me out in here. We still got some liars in the house of God. Come on, help me out just a little bit. I don't believe I got saved by not lying, but I think because I'm saved, I shouldn't be a liar. Amen. I shouldn't be a thief, somebody not paying their bills. Come on and help me out just a little bit. I shouldn't be thieving no more. I shouldn't be robbing no more. By the way, I shouldn't be robbing God of his tithe and offer. Some of you working a job. Amen. They say when you point fingers, you got 3 or 4 point back. So I'm just going to go like this. Amen. Hey, Rob, God's transforming my life. A power from on high transforms my life. It's to work. And then James 5:16, lastly, is to pray. It's to pray. James 5:16, if you want to look at it quickly, James 5:16, confess your faults one to another. Y'all go ahead and do it right now. Just turn to the person next to you and say, I'm sorry. No, I'm just kidding. Confess your faults one to another. That's not teaching confession of your sin. That's if you've done wrong to somebody, let them know about it. Amen. Pray for one another that you may be healed. And notice this. I brought you here for this. Energeo here. Amen. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man. That word effectual and fervent goes together in the Greek and it's energeo. It's just God's supernatural work again, working in me to pray. I mean, we need some serious prayer. You want to know how I prepared for this message? I got on my knees next to my bed in the fourth watch of the night. From 3 a.m. to 4 a.m. to 5 a.m. And I didn't talk the whole time. I just began to listen and say, God, what is it that the body of Christ needs? What is it that Hiles Anderson College needs? And I believe God's speaking and said, hey, we need his supernatural help.
That's good.
We need his supernatural power. We need God to work in our hearts that we can begin to really talk to him about our sins and all the things that's going on in our life and let God work out some things in our life.
Right.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Begin to pray. Pray, dear God, give me your supernatural help from on high. Amen?
Amen.
We're going to open up the altars just for a moment. If anybody's led just to pray, come to God and talk to him. Just begin to pray. We need God to help us to pray. Oh, you got problems in this country. You got problems with things in the government. Hey, why don't we just pray? I remember when there was no water in Georgia and Atlanta, there was literally a drought in the land that people began to gather across the courthouses and assembled in the city and just the leaders of the churches, and they began to just pray, God, send us rain. And it was during a spring break that I was visiting my family, and the churches were praying, and I began to join in prayer just in my own home and just asking God, Lord, bring rain to this place. Bring rain. And I'll never forget leaving Georgia and watching God begin to bring the rain down. You could literally look to each side of the road and water was gushing down the sides of those Georgia roads so hard because God began to pour rain. Hey, are you dry? Are you thirsty? Is there a drought of spirituality in your life? And God says, I'll pour some rain in it. But it's going to take the effectual, fervent prayer. It's going to take prayer from on high. It's going to take God's supernatural help to help us to pray the way we need to pray. God work, God work, God work. God fill my bus. God help my ministry. God do a work in my own life. God fix this dryness. God pour some dew and some moist and some rain in my life. I'm so dry. I'm so thirsty for you, God. Pour down on me, please. We need that kind of prayer again. I'm not saying that you have to just fill it with talk the whole time. Just let God speak to you. I don't know where you're at, young man. There's a young man, 5 years old. I think you just joined this college. Daniel Anderson. Daniel Anderson was praying with me that God would give us a big day in our ministry. 2008. My dad died in 2007, 2008. I was hungry for God to do something special in my life. And there was a five-year-old boy by the name of Daniel Anderson began to pray that God would give us a big day on the program. It was a fall program. It was a Thanksgiving dinner that we were having. And the most we could get out of our own energy was 200, about 250. And we prayed we were shooting for 1,000 for God to do something real big on November 23rd, 2008. And I remember that young five-year-old boy, Daniel Anderson, begin to pray, "Dear God, give us 1,000 people. Give us 1,000 people." And out of those 1,000 people that came on November 23rd, 2008, as we began to open up the doors and watch droves of people, scores of people, hundreds of people enter into that chapel building, we were just a small little bitty church in Dalton, Illinois at the time. That room filled up with over 800 and side rooms where we put teenagers and juniors. We had 1,022 people, I believe, that day. But it was just the faith of a young man then that was praying, God, give us energema. Give us energeo. God, give us your Spirit's power to accomplish your almighty work. And right now, I don't know where you're seated or where you're at. I believe you're in this room, though. You're in school now. You're in college now. You're in a bus route. You're in a ministry. There's another young man that was a young guy, James Spear. He's in this ministry now. And he was also praying that God would do something big on that November 23rd, 2008 with his dad in Roseland, Illinois. And he's somewhere in this room. But you know what? Now it's time for you guys to go find the same God of heaven that we were praying to then to do something now. It's program time. We need some effectual, fervent prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we love you and we thank you. God, do a supernatural work that only you can do that'll be lasting. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I wish I had time, Lord, to just reminisce of all that you've done just in the years that I've got to witness it. God, I remember being in Korea and given an invitation and supposed to be an ice cream social afterwards, and I remember the people were at the altars. They were crying. And they stayed at the altars. My wife and I, Lord, we went outside, and they stayed at the altars for hours. God, you did a nergama. God, you did a supernatural, effectual, operative working that only you could do, that none of us could ever accomplish in our own flesh and our own ability. But it's amazing what we can do through you, God. Do a work through those that believe. In Jesus' name.